Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. It's the DJV Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen, welcoming you into another hour of colorful conversation. Let's do this alliteratively, shall we, Ken? Colorful conversation about COVID. That, and then we'll do some other things as well. But COVID is on the top of the... Although I think it's really on the way. Look at the numbers, the stats, and all the charts and stuff. Don't you think we've got it on the run, even though we don't have herd immunity yet?
Well, an example is what's going on in England this week. As of a few days ago, there was a single day where there was no COVID-19 deaths reported, Doug, in England, Northern Ireland, and Scotland. And this is the first time since July 30th. So this is a remarkable accomplishment.
So what do we do in the future? This is a future cast. And when I get down to brass tacks, I wonder, because you and I have talked about this, this isn't really medical, it's more, not even political. The reality is, in my estimation, we really went way overboard in dealing with this. There were ways of intelligently, effectively dealing with it that were never capped, never touched. And so we went into this whole business.
Crazy. You're right. There's a lot of skepticism for public health now because of how overly concerned about risk they've been and not looking at the effects of their policies on people.
Yeah, it was just childish as far as I could see. Anyway, so the zero deaths in England, restrictions are easing up there. I noticed that the governor of California, who's undergoing recall at the moment, what a big phony he is, he's now said, well, we don't have to wear masks anymore, just like he's going to take the so-called budget surplus in California and send checks to everybody for $600 to make sure they know who who to
vote
for.
Right before the vote.
Oh, my God, these people are so transparent, but yet people are stupid enough to believe this anyway. And I think that's part of the whole business with how we've taken care of or haven't taken care of ourselves with COVID. We've been stupid enough to fall for this stuff. And as you said, now, you look at the research done by Johns Hopkins and some of these other outfits that have just cracks galore in all the things that the government came up with. The CDC is a government agency that's there to exist because it needs to exist on its own. It doesn't have to have its reason is that it's funded and it's supposed to protect people's health, but it doesn't. I don't feel any better. All the recommendations that were changed, I love these guys that the local health directors there were following CDC guidelines. Okay, what are the guidelines today, pal? And, they can't tell you.
And don't we know that the school unions,
Teachers unions, my
impacted
God.
The CDC policy? I mean,
they're still doing it in some of the major cities. They won't go back to work until, and most of the stuff they're demanding have nothing to do with COVID.
Right.
Nothing to do with COVID.
And they have it on recording where they impacted CDC policy, which should be purely based on the science, not on politics. And, it's just whether you agree with it or not, politics has gotten involved in everything.
Yep, it sure has. Okay, so we've taken care of the zero increase in England, restrictions being eased there and around our country. You live in Florida. What would you say in comparing Florida to other states? How have people fared there? People who are your clients, your patients, people that visit you at Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora. What do you think is the general rule of thumb as to how people that live there feel like they did under the way the state?
I've lived in Florida over 30 years, and I have never seen people more rapidly pour into Florida in the last 6 months.
Oh, yeah. Coming out of New York, like, there's a trainload every day.
So I think there's a perspective that we're doing pretty well, but we are importing tons and tons of people. I mean, I haven't seen it so rapidly occur since I've been here. And from all over. I've never seen people from California in large numbers move to Florida. It was always, you know, the other way around. And I think there's a perception around the country that Florida and the policies worked out pretty well. And, you know, we have fortunately maintained some realistic behavior. We've done very well getting people vaccinated, and we've also done well with staying open reasonably, and also leaving it up to the businesses themselves to make the decisions about what to do to protect people, and just giving the wisdom of the individual some efforts to proceed.
Do you go to eat anywhere now, inside, outside in Florida?
You mean, is it open?
Restaurants,
They're open, absolutely open. Outside dining has been open for quite a while. Inside dining
is... So why they closed down Disneyland?
But Disney World has opened...
Was it always? I thought it closed down for a while.
It closed down, but Disney World opened long before Disneyland.
Yeah, well, and California and Florida.
But as of May 15th, there's no mask rule in Florida, and it's only up to the individual business if they want to continue. In Central Florida, the schools, as of mid-May, won't have a mask rule. You know, putting masks on young children is second to child abuse. You know, you put a mask on a five-year-old out on the soccer field. Where's the science that shows that that's
nonsense.
Effective? That is child abuse.
Nonsense.
There's no science showing that putting a five-year-old in a mask playing soccer is going to keep them healthy. Just the opposite. It's going to stunt their development. And the fact that we're having CDC policy to do that, I don't understand it. I don't
It was
care.
Even the CDC under Trump and under Biden, both they're sort of off on their own. And anyway, so let's not talk anymore about that. We have got some other COVID stuff, however, that's important. A research paper done on the vaccine and what happens to pregnant moms. What's the story?
Yeah, that's some very encouraging news out of the medical journal Obstetric and Gynecology, published just this week. Contrary, Doug, to misleading reports spread on social media, this new study finds the COVID-19 vaccine does no damage to the placenta in pregnancy. So this is very reassuring to those who are concerned. You know, you have to really check out whatever you see in news today, you know, check it out. What you hear from us, check it out.
Yeah.
And you can't just assume what you're reading, what you're seeing is true. But I can't tell you how many people I talk to who don't want to have a vaccine because of what they read on social media. And it doesn't get into to your DNA. It doesn't... We're sure affect your placenta. It doesn't affect your reproductive capacity. It saves lives. And as we mentioned earlier, no deaths this past Monday in England for the first time since July 30th.
Pretty amazing. Dr. Ken Kronhaus with Doug Steffen. We continue on Good Day Health. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given to their pillows to the towels. The technology in each of the MyPillow towels makes them highly absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel. When you order a six-piece set, you get two hand, two bath towels, and two washcloths. Each of these sets available in a variety of colors and sizes. I think I got most all of them here in my linen closet. They're all machine washable, like everything that comes from MyPillow. Washable, dryable, durable. That's how you describe them. 60-day money-back guarantee on everything that comes from MyPillow. So do yourself a favor and your family. Visit MyPillow.com. Learn more about the towels, for example. If you want to buy you can get two six-piece sets for the price of one. Pretty good deal, right? Free shipping as well. Got to use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV. Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without any of that lotiony feel. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself, return them if you're not fully satisfied. Made with cotton grown here in the U.S. and available in a lot of different colors, each towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a two-pack of washcloths. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for only $44.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Let's get at it. MyPillow.com, the towel set for $44.98 now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-Mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and the battle goes on for the end of COVID. The study that Ken has looked at, that's what he does during the week for his own practice. He's reading all the medical journals, and he summarizes a lot of what he finds for discussion here on this program. The long-term effects. What is the result of this study if you've been not hospitalized in a COVID patient, but you know, maybe you've had it and you know you have it. So what's going to happen to you down the road?
So, Doug, we've talked about long haulers, which is a real entity. It's this disease of COVID-19 where you don't get better initially, and it just the symptoms, especially fatigue and the neurologic symptoms, the anxiety, depression, confusion, just linger. They don't go away. You don't get your taste and smell back. And the good news is that, and this comes out of a reputable journal, Lancet, that those who do not get hospitalized for COVID-19 are at very low risk for these long-term effects, these long-hauler symptoms. So that is really good news. And the good thing about the vaccine is that it's extremely rare, if you get the vaccine, the second dose, 2 weeks later, that you're going to be hospitalized after COVID-19. If you get COVID-19, it's almost always, if you even get it, a very mild illness. Even with the variants, the news this week is so good about the variants, and especially the Pfizer vaccine, and hopefully the Moderna vaccine will report the same effectiveness against the variants.
All right, we got to calm down, though, that's for sure. A few more items from COVID and then into other areas of your medical world here on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida, is here on the air with me every week at this time. I'm Doug Steffen.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Back with Dr. Ken, who, by the way, practices telemedicine at his cardiological clinic in Florida. Lake Cardiology, obviously, Ken's specialty is your heart, circulation, all of those things. Although, in my mind and in my experience, Ken is very well-versed. I would ask him questions, and I do, actually, about anything that has to do with what's going on in my body. And you can have that same experience if you'd like. Check in with Ken. Go to the number. You can call his office. And then if you're far away, it's okay. Telemedicine, I mean, the difference is where you are in the world. A little Zoom call going. And Ken will get right to the points that are of concern to you and give you his point of view, his expertise. 352-735-1400 is the number for Lake Cardiology. 352-735-1400. All right, the continuation here of various COVID items, Pfizer's COVID vaccine being used for youngsters. Does this mean that you can't use Moderna or Johnson & Johnson? What does this mean, Ken?
Well, we reported last week and the week before about approval in Europe for the Pfizer vaccine, the one that was done in collaboration with this German company. And this week, the CDC reported approval for the Pfizer vaccine to be given safely in teens from 12 to 15 children, young teenagers, 12 to 15 it's approved for. So certainly I would feel strongly about doing that unless there's a reason that the doctor says, the pediatrician says you should not. About the other vaccines, each one will have to apply, Doug, for their approval from the FDA, and this will come as a vaccine. The vaccine companies present their data. They've done trials showing safety and effectiveness in this age group. And Moderna seems to be just a little bit behind Pfizer in their development. And I would not be surprised if in a week or two we hear the same thing from Moderna.
Mm-hmm. So the good news for people who haven't been vaccinated yet, and that's still lots and lots, millions and millions of people haven't been vaccinated. And I'm not by any means a progressive sort when it comes to medicine. I'm pretty conservative as to how I take care of myself. I'm not much on shots. Ken and I have talked for years about flu vaccine. I've never had a flu shot, and I've never gotten the flu. I don't hold with lots of the things that people are told to get vaccinated for, but I think there are some things that are necessary. I very much thought the vaccine for COVID was important and necessary. And so, you know, the fact that people ought to get vaccinated is something that I stress. If you're having a problem getting vaccinated, what's the offer here from these companies?
And just in full disclosure, I do get an annual flu shot. I did get my vaccination for COVID and both vaccines. And the good news is that if you have a transportation problem getting your vaccine, it was announced this week that Uber and Lyft will offer free rides to vaccine sites. This starts in 2 weeks and will last till July 4th.
Good. That's good. Very helpful of them to do that. So there's another way. You really should, if you at all can do it, get the shots. Down the road, who knows what the impact is going to be. But those who are worried about it, I'm not at all at this point. I want to tell you the story about this 95-year-old man who became the oldest organ donor in U.S. history. I want to ask Ken for his input on that as we continue in the next half hour of this week's DJV Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen.
Deep down, you knew it was coming, and you know there's nothing you can do to stop it. And now, it's here.
Tax-mageddon!
Federal debt now exceeds the size of the entire economy, and Congress continues to spend like drunken sailors. Taxes are going up, and your retirement savings are going to be taxed to smithereens. But there's one proven time-tested strategy that lets you legally pay zero taxes on your hard-earned retirement money. And you can learn all about it in a free report from Bank on Yourself. Get it now at LegallyPayZeroTax.com. This strategy also grows your wealth safely and predictably every year, even when the market tanks. And it gives you penalty-free access to your savings. Yes, you can protect your money from the next stock market crash and from
Tax-mageddon.
To get this free report and save your retirement, visit LegallyPayZeroTax.com today. That's LegallyPayZeroTax.com. LegallyPayZeroTax.com.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden tried to ease worries after the cyber attack on a major fuel line owned by Colonial Pipeline. The breach shut the line down for several days and triggered a run on gasoline.
I know seeing lines at the pumps or gas stations with no gas can be extremely stressful, but this is a temporary situation. Do not get more gas than you need in the next few days.
GasBuddy.com is reporting nearly 70% of North Carolina's stations were without gas, and 73% were out in Washington, D.C. Republicans in Congress happily removed their masks after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advised that people who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 can stop wearing face coverings, even indoors in most cases. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said free at last as he left the chamber. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The ex-Florida tax collector with close ties to Congressman Matt Gaetz is planning to plead guilty on Monday in a federal court in Florida, according to a new filing on Thursday. As part of the deal, Joel Greenberg will cooperate with investigators in a wide-ranging probe. For months, federal investigators have been examining whether Gaetz broke federal sex trafficking, prostitution, and public corruption laws, and whether he had sex with a minor. Gaetz has not been charged and denies any wrongdoing. It's been reported that Greenberg has been speaking with federal investigators since last year, including providing information how he and Gaetz allegedly had encounters with women and were then given cash or gifts for sex. He had previously pleaded not guilty and this spring has been in jail as he awaits trial. Greenberg started speaking with investigators when he realized it was his only path to leniency. The document, which was made public, said the hearing was for a change of plea. Greenberg faced decades in prison on 33 federal counts that ranged from identity theft to sex trafficking of a minor. Federal investigators are examining allegations that Gaetz had sex with an underage girl, who was 17 at the time, and with women who were provided drugs and money in violation of sex trafficking and prostitution laws. Federal investigators are also seeking to determine whether Gaetz was provided with travel and women in exchange for political favors as part of a broader probe. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Back to Dr. Ken. Here, Dr. Ken Kronhaus on VJV Health from Lake Cardiology down in Florida, helping you understand what's going on. I see that the CDC again, why we need them to approve stuff like this that has been well prepared. Documentation on the COVID test, for example, has been pretty strong. But there are people who want to go overseas. The reason I got the shots in large part was because I want to travel overseas, and you can't. You're not going to be able to go anywhere unless you have the card and use these self-test kits. What do you make of these tests? There are 2 or 3 different kinds, apparently. You can go to the airline and get one done. I guess they're not cheap. They're like these kits are $100 or more, right? Do you have one?
I don't have one. I got vaccinated.
Well, a lot of the airlines aren't going to care, apparently, whether you get vaccinated or not. They still want you to take a test before you go overseas. That's the way I read this.
Both. They're going to ask for both.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, right. So, and that apparently starts pretty quickly because now international travel is beginning to sort of get back into gear again.
Well, then I think it doesn't matter what we think. It depends on whether you want to go. You're gonna go and get yourself self-tested and put up $100 or $200.
$119, whatever it is. Yeah. Well, it is what it is.
It is okay. What it is.
Yeah. All right, here's the story of this 95-year-old man, Ken, who has become the oldest donor, organ donor in our history. So this guy died a week or so ago in West Virginia. Cecil Lockhart was his name. And all of his organs were used for other purposes. Matter of fact, a lady who I guess was 75, I think, I'm not sure how old she was, she got his liver. But they took all the other organs out. Is that, why do they not? I made sure on my cards that people know I want all my organs to be harvested and used when I die. Why is age a problem? Or what difference does it make what age you are?
Well, actually, the prior record was age 93. Mm-hmm. And part of the issue is, are these organs still in good quality to be used? There's such a mismatch between supply and demand, huge demand and just limited supply of organs, that no matter who dies, if they're a willing organ donor, the parts are going to be looked at very carefully. And, you know, you look at a picture of Cecil Lockhart, and he does look young at heart. I would not guess from the picture that that he's chronologically 95. He's 95, because physiologically he doesn't look that old. And I would imagine the rest of him aged a little slower, so his parts were in what probably an average 70 or 80-year-old looked like.
Mm-hmm.
And you notice he's not obese.
No, not at all. Yeah, and that's the health of, that goes with it. I guess when I'm looking around here, the fellow who there were a number of different shows this guy was in, his name is Norman Lloyd. You'd recognize him. Passed away this week at the age of 106. He was in a lot of Hitchcock movies. He was in a lot of television shows. When you look at him, you'll recognize him. And you look, I mean, when you look at somebody who's abused themselves with alcohol and tobacco at the age of 70, and you look at this guy who lived to be 106, he looks a lot better. It's kind of what you were just saying about this guy, 95-year-old Cecil Lockhart. You know, you look at them and you think, wow, what a great life they must have led. Or
Cecil
life.
Does not look like a typical, yeah. You know, like a 95-year-old man. He looks incredibly young at heart. And I wonder how recent the pictures are that are being published of him. But if these are recent pictures, I want to read his chapter.
Right, exactly. All right, so there's that now. Talking about age and that sort of thing, I see that there's an overview for people who say they don't feel their age. I'm one of those. I don't feel my age at all. I don't act my age. I don't feel like I'm any different than I was in my 30s and 40s.
Yes.
So what does that mean?
You and I intuitively have talked about this in the past, about how being attached, connected with the little boy or girl inside of us as an adult keeps us young, keeps us healthy, keeps us aging slower. And there was actually a scientific study done to prove this is correct. And this was published this week in Psychology and Aging, that when you feel young at heart and when you're connected with the little person inside of you, mm-hmm. this just allows you to age slower and live longer. I think it's just a wonderful way to reduce stress and to enjoy life and to put a smile on your face. And we know how much stress is bad, especially on the heart. It's bad on the immune system. And the immune system not working well leads to cancer. So all of the major killers, cancer, heart attack, stroke, are so much worsely and affected and increase in numbers when the stress in your life is higher. And I think feeling younger at age, being connected with that young person inside you, it's just a wonderful natural stress releaser. So feel free to connect with that young person inside of you.
Well, I remember, I think, first learning of feeling, my grandson, who's six, says, "Gramps, You're so funny. You're so much fun because I act like him. When the two of us are playing together, you
and
can see pictures
so
of me climbing trees, running around on our bikes, that kind of stuff. I don't know that I do it intentionally or purposefully.
I
just find that it's me.
And it's good for one's health, and I enjoy doing it also, and I encourage people to do it. Don't worry what people think of you.
Yeah,
it will keep you on planet Earth longer.
Yeah. I mean, that's something you've instilled in your daughter, who looks so much different now that she's an adult than she did when I remember as a kid. But she obviously is taking after you in terms of taking care of herself. And that's something that is ingrained because you've taught her to do that. Parents need to. Then children, you don't even need to talk about it. Children are going to do what you do. If you're taking care of yourself, eating well, exercising, your children are going to follow in the footsteps. You drink and you smoke and do drive recklessly, do stupid stuff. Your kids are going to do the same thing.
Your actions, not your words.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Do as I do, not as I say. I think that's the old expression. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on DJV Health. Something that's very desirable is to lose weight. Ken was just talking about that 95-year-old who certainly was anything but obese, took good care of himself. That's something that you are urged to do, and you've got help in getting it and in getting to the point where you want to be and keeping yourself at the weight you want to be by using Calitrin. Calitrin is a fabulous weight loss formula developed by a doctor and three of his nurses 24 years ago after they realized that most of the things people were doing to lose weight were dangerous for their body in the long term. If you go on some of these crazy diets, these fads or exercise programs, you're more than likely to hurt yourself in the long run, even if you lose the weight. So let's help you keep the weight off, no matter what your program has been, by using Calitrin, the natural weight loss formula that is now internationally known for keeping, well, there are a couple of different things that come out of this, frankly. The fact that you can lose weight, joint pain goes away because there's less weight on your body, you sleep better, all of that stuff, and lots of other ancillary things you can find about when you nose around for a few minutes at toploss.com. Right now, you can use the DJV code on checkout, get a 90-day supply free. That's right, use the DJV code on toploss.com for Calitrin, and you'll be, I think, the satisfaction level is off the charts with this product. And 90 days free, not a bad deal either, right? DJV show, just use the DJV code. You don't have to pay for shipping, and you get 90 days free. That's Calitrin, to lose weight the natural way, toploss.com.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the Internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com. All the cars, one search.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Ahoy!
Ahoy!
Yoo-hoo! Ahoy!
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 Ahoy there!
Ahoy!
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 In the name
of
the great Neptune, ahoy!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead. With live face-to-face instruction, either in-center or online, there's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer. And there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
All right, so I want to talk to you about something that a lot of people would probably not ask you, but they ought to, because you're a guy who knows what's going on. You'll remember after I had my incident last fall and went through lots and lots of testing, the decision was made. You suggested that I have a monitor. I had a monitor for a couple of weeks, then I had a monitor for a month, and then we all decided I should have sort of a quasi-permanent monitor installed, which I have in my chest now. It's a little thing that is read by a device from a company called Medtronic, and they still haven't seen anything, and I've had it for, well, I had it inserted on January 15th. The reason I know that, Ken, is because I'm looking at the bill, and this is what drives people nuts. This little device that's about an inch long that has a monitor associated with it, the doctor who did this implantation took about 10 minutes, maybe not even that long, to do it, and the hospital charged the insurance company $10,000.
Right, but that hasn't, you're a Medicare patient, and that has nothing to do with what's actually paid.
They paid $5,044 for it, another $1,200 from the other insurance company.
There's a predetermined, it's called a D, for a hospital bill, for Medicare, there's something called, it's called a DRG. For each diagnosis, there's a predetermined amount that the hospital gets, and that's all they get for the hospitalization. And
but let's say you didn't have any medical insurance.
They can charge whatever they want.
Yeah. So if you don't have medical, this is why people go bankrupt.
For somebody who's on Medicare, they can charge you $10 million, but they're not going to get it. They're going to get just what the DRG.
So what do you say to people who look at these statements and go bananas? What's your advice to them when they see charges?
If you have insurance, don't go bananas, because they're all fictitious numbers. They're not what you actually owe. What you owe is what is the predetermined number just about everybody today takes what's called assignment, and that means that the provider, either the hospital or the physician, agrees to take what is the predetermined amount from
the insurer. All right, so here's the doctor.
But then the hospital or the physician can bill whatever they want. It just gets written off when the insurance pays the predetermined
amount. So this is good for their tax return.
That's wrong also. That write-off has no value. You can't do anything with your taxes. It's just fictitious. It's written off, and there's no value. There's no monetary value. It doesn't lower your taxes.
Really? Okay, so there are a couple of other things. The doctor who is monitoring this implantation charged $455. He got paid $119 by Medicare.
And the remaining, but the difference between what he charged and what Medicare paid is written off, and it's gone forever.
Here's the EKG. They charged $86 and paid $37.
12. Well, that's a lot. I mean, we get 12.
$12.
And I can charge $1,000, but I'll get paid 13, and the rest gets written off.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next here on DJB Health, questions for Dr. Ken. Your questions, send them along to me. Let's find out what Ken knows in the next portion of DJB Health.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Starting now with questions for Dr. Ken on DJV Health. I want to also remind you that there are all kinds of things you can learn from listening to Ken at our podcast, djvhealthshow.com. The most recent episode has guidelines for your sleep. We talked about that and what is good for you in terms of, well, your age sometimes a factor. But you were surprised, Ken, because the hours that we had been talking about, 7 to 8, have been reduced to 6 to 7. And we highlight that and explain how it works in the new guidelines. You can listen to that podcast right now at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Anybody, when you talk to your clients, do they say, Dr. Ken, why is it different now? What's happened? Why have the recommendations changed? And it gets back to, I guess, our question in general about the CDC and what value they have, if any.
Well, it's just that, you know, science disproves the current belief, and that's by fact and by proof. And that was the prior belief, and by study and fact and evidence and data, it was proven that it should be 6 to 7 hours. And it did surprise me, because that has been one of the dogmas that has been around for a while.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The question up next here has to do with the correct waist size for men and women. The average waist size has grown in the past 20 years or so from 38 inches to 40 inches. I could no more imagine myself having, never mind 38, even I'm just barely 36, but having that kind, you're what, 34, I guess? Aren't you?
Yes,
about 34?
I am.
Yeah. So when you think about that, and for women more, well, the average woman is 39 inches. I've seen some women around. wear T-shirts and the bulge in their belly hangs out. I can't imagine they aren't self-conscious, but they seem not to be. Otherwise, they wouldn't wear that kind of a shirt, right? How unhealthy is all of that?
It's sad. And the waist should be less than 40 inches around for men and less than 35 inches for women for optimal health.
Mm-hmm. Now, how does this affect your Alzheimer's quotient? A lot of people are asking questions about the size of your waist and its relationship to dementia or Alzheimer's. Is
well,
there a direct connection?
It does. All of the things that promote plaqueing, destruction of the circulation in the body that leads to heart attacks and strokes also increases the risk of dementia. And when you're obese, which is represented by those waist numbers, you have fat in the wrong parts of the body, and that excess fat just promotes you to have diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, excess inflammation in the body. It's all bad. So that's why it's so important to get that fat that's central around the belly and increasing the waist size down. And that's why the waist size is a very good indicator of your potential for cardiovascular fitness.
Mm-hmm. All right. So are there drugs? Another question about obesity. Are there new drugs around that could treat obesity? Is there just exercise? What is the treatment for obesity if you really have a problem? You know as well as I do, everybody wants a pill. And all of the pharmacy outfits are trying to outdo each other with the latest drug. So if you lose the fat, do you lose the worry you have about your health? And do you lose the stigma of, you know, kind of what goes with being a fat person? There's a stigma with that, right?
Well, yes. The best thing, you know, I'm an old-fashioned guy, is diet and exercise. Dietitians are so helpful here. And then once the heart doctor says it's okay, then getting into, or the primary doctor says it's okay, getting into a good exercise program. And if between a dietitian and a good exercise program and your thyroid level being normal, you still can't get down to ideal body weight, there are some drugs out there. The most exciting is these new diabetes drugs like Victoza. There are some drugs out there. We can talk about it next time. There's surgery, but try the diet and exercise first.
Diet and exercise to get rid of obesity. Let's not worry about drugs. There's Dr. Ken from Lake Cardiology. Again, you can reach out to him for a consult, 352-735-1400. I'm Doug Steffen.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.